BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here's Thursday's Scott Nell's Daily Podcast. Ricky Raymond and Lewis Bloor from The Only Way Is Essex do a wet one for us on Innuendo Bingo, 2 against 1. Greg's on Real or No Real, and me and Chris, I'm excited to say, are off to the cinema tonight to see the most anticipated film of the year. On this podcast, you'll find out who we're going with. Scott Mills, BBC Radio. So here we are then, it's Thursday lunchtime, and this is Scott Mills on BBC Radio 1. Keen for bingo today?
Yes. Well, what's going on then? So it's two people from TOWIE today, a bit of a TOWIE special.
Handpicked by myself, we've got Ricky Raymond and Lewis Bloor off of The Only Way Is Essex. You know, there's a new series starting on Sunday.
Series 300.
So they're going to be here, and the lads are really keen and up for it, so it's going to be a what one today.
Yeah.
2 against 1, I'm afraid. Sorry about that.
Is that how we're doing it? Are we doing a three-way situation where everyone's out for themselves, or is it 2-on-1?
It's
2-on-1.
2 on you.
American doubles.
That's right. So that's happening at 1:45. If you've never watched Innuendo Bingo before, it's great on radio, but it's so much better when you watch it. So get involved with that at 1:45. Maybe if you've got a bit of time on your lunch break today, you don't even have to be at your desk because you can watch it on your phone at bbc.co.uk/radio1 or your tablet. So just have it on while you're at work.
Now, you were talking about going skins for this one.
I ruled myself out. That was an idea that was floated by, I don't know why he wants to see this, but Will, the producer, was keen for it to be skins
yes.
today. I don't know. But you're not on though, no?
I don't know.
Do you feel like you've taken your clothes off too much recently?
I feel I'll get a reputation for know it.
Hasn't heard Greg James, has it?
Yeah, but he can carry it off. So that's all right. So no, I'd rather rule myself out if possible, but I'm happy to go along with it if you'd like to demand that.
No,
that
I'm not
Ricky
demanding.
And Lewis, because you have that power.
No, you can't just tell people to take their shirt off. You can't.
But that's what you did with Dan Osborne.
Once again, that wasn't.
It was you. That wasn't producer
idea.
Will. It's easy to outsource that one. But
anyway, so 1:45 today. Ricky and Lewis are on Innuendo Bingo. I mean, if the demand is high from the listeners, if they would text in, then of course that's something that we can look into.
Right.
But no, definitely not. Nothing to do with me. Now, we got a lot of emails about Comet Relief Bake Off last night. It was a good one, actually.
Mm.
Although, I don't know whether this is the elephant in the room. Have Mel and Sue fallen out?
It's Mel or Sue.
Did anyone notice?
Isn't it?
They weren't ever together on last
night.
Like, when Mel was on, which is the bit I saw, I was like, where's Sue? And I was like, oh, she's just probably at the back. She wasn't anywhere to be seen.
Do you think something's happened?
I don't know. Are Mel and Sue okay? Does anyone know? Like, are they still together? Not together, but you know what I mean? Like, are they still getting on?
Are you proposing a sort of Mel and Sue Kardashian show where we follow them around?
Mel and Sue take the Hamptons.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
It's good.
Mel and Sue take New York. Anyway, I think that they know what they're doing on Bake Off. We've said this for ages. So therefore, I think we're going to exclude them from today's Innuendo Bingo. But thank you for all the emails we got. Because, well, Abby Clancy did one, which I got a lot of emails about. But also this one happened from Mary Berry.
You're just putting this icing straight on top of that using cream as well.
I'm not using cream. I'm doing a flat cupcake. They're going to look beautiful.
So they'll be flat. And so you've made a basic mixture. It's quite runny. And how did you put your banana in?
Mary.
So are you saying Mary's doing them on purpose?
Yeah, I think she is. So therefore, that's
really?
Not, that's not going to be on today's bingo. She knows what she's doing.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, everyone stand down. Mel and Sue are fine. They're doing a live daily chat show on ITV. Everything's fine there. No tension. I think they just get different presenters to do the Comet Relief Bake Off ones.
So how does it work? They just say one morning, oh, you go do it today. Is it that kind of
I don't know. Thing, it's probably nothing to do with them. It's probably the producers.
Right, right.
But I think Joe Brand's doing it next week, so nothing to worry about. Mel and Sue, absolutely fine, if you were worried.
Why is she doing it? Sorry.
I don't know. You meet at 6. Room to breathe. I don't have the answers to all these questions.
Sorry.
Innuendo Bingo's coming up at 1:45 with Ricky and Lewis from The Only Way Is Essex. I nearly said Made in Chelsea.
I could really tell.
Bad, wasn't it? So Ricky and Lewis coming up at 1:45. You can watch that. 2:30, I'm going to reveal who we are going to the cinema with tonight. I've sorted it all.
So this is happening.
We're going to see 50 Shades of Grey tonight, and I've lined up the perfect person to go with. We're going to ring them after 2:30. You have no idea who it is. I think you'll be happy with it.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
Good afternoon. This is Scott Mills, and this is Lewis and Ricky from TOWIE. Hello.
Hello, Scott. How are you doing?
How are you doing?
What's happening?
You right?
Yeah, sick.
Now, Lewis, I've not met you before. Ricky, I've met you quite a few times.
Yep.
Do you remember there was a time a couple of years ago where we had to wrap Christmas presents together?
Yeah, I do.
That was in a shop. I'm not even going to go into the details, but we did do that.
And really what exciting. Was that, a date? What,
it wasn't a date, no.
It was sort of a date.
It was just something nice that we did for people at Christmas.
Ah.
Don't know why we got asked to do it, but it was good. So, since the last series, obviously a lot's changed. Sadly, you and Jess split.
Yep.
Okay.
That happened, yeah.
Yeah, that happened in the last series. So, is there anyone new on the horizon in the new series?
Yeah, I've actually got a new girlfriend.
Oh.
She's out there.
Hello.
Oh, right.
Hi.
She's moved away from the entire Live Lounge area.
Now, how does this work? Does that mean she's now on the show?
She's on Geordie Shore.
So, but does she now have to be on the Only Way is Essex?
No, she gets reference, but she's not actually on it. But I think they're talking about it.
Right.
Oh,
be good.
It's clever, this, isn't it?
Yeah, I just wondered how it worked. Like, if you want to see someone, like, do they have to be someone who's willing to be on the TV show?
Well, I suppose you'd speak about it with them, and if they was happy to come on, then they come on. Like, the producers would be happy to bring someone new on if you were seeing them. Yeah.
Because, obviously, Lewis, you dated Sam Fares for a while, and that was kind of... Was that the reason you came into the show as Sam's ex?
Well, that was years ago. Like, when the show first sort of started, me and Sam had only broken up recently before that, so it was like, there were talks about it then, but for whatever reason, I didn't make it onto the show then. I didn't quite make the cut.
I'd be into it.
No, no, no. I mean, obviously, Sam's not on the show anymore, so if I was brought on the show just for Sam, then I suppose I wouldn't still be here.
Okay. I'm just wondering if it's some kind of vetting process, so, like, maybe you start going out with somebody and they're like, no, she's not suitable for the show. Gutted.
Yeah, or if producers and that, they kind of get a load of girls that they know that will be very entertaining, and then you're encouraged to go out with them.
Yeah,
if that actually happens as well.
Well, I think it's a mixture of everything, right? The producers are very good at sort of figuring out whether people are going to be good for drama or not. Obviously, all the girls on the show, like, if it was just the boys on the show, it would probably be quite a calm, peaceful show.
The girls add something, don't they?
Yeah, they add a certain just a little bit. I think they're quite good at sensing that, you know, the right kind of girl to bring on the show to create the drama.
They've done well so far.
For such a long time.
Really have. Do you ever get fed up of arguing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hate it. This is my series. Now that I haven't got a girlfriend on the show, I'm using this as a no grief zone.
Mm.
Just going to chill out, relax, and just sort of watch the grief instead.
It, you know, like, after you've filmed and it is one of those drama episodes, do you go home absolutely knackered?
Yeah.
I'll go home and just eat.
Yeah,
when you see the episode
go out towards the, like, once you get to the end of it, there's always a massive sense of relief that it's done. It's like
I get anxiety.
Yeah, you think that you get really excited, and it's like, oh my god, we're on TV tonight, like, we can't wait. But you're more happy when it's over and it's done with, and you can just chill out
when it's gone out on TV.
Once it's done, yeah.
Because I suppose when you're doing it, you never quite know what's going to happen in the actual show.
You'll have like an hour and a half chat, and obviously it needs to be dropped down to like a couple of minutes, so you never know what they're going to put in. So it does worry us.
Do you find yourself like really anxious about things like Twitter? So you must know that something's about to come out, really anxious, and then you kind of know that you want to do a certain tweet a certain way to try and defend your situation.
Yeah.
Have you ever been in that kind of circumstance?
It's difficult. Like, me and Ricky have both obviously had arguments with people on the show, and it's like, I think when you first go through the cycle, like, I've just done my first full year on the show, so once you go through the first cycle and you know you've said something that you maybe shouldn't have said, or you've had an argument with someone and you see the response on Twitter, you realise you do have to have a thick skin, and that no matter what you do, people are always going to have a pop at you, but you're always going to have people on your side, so you please some of the people some of the time, and you can't really pay that much attention to it. It's wicked because we get to talk to everyone who watches the show, but you can't pay that much attention to it. Mm.
Well, I get slated all the time. So.
Yeah. You get used to it though, right?
I'm so used to it now. It's just funny.
What's the most fun part about being on this show?
I think that, like, when all the boys get together and we get to go away, it's blinding.
Most
of the boys, we all get along. The only reason the boys row is over a girl.
Yeah.
But once the boys are all together and it's nothing in the way, like, the girls went to Tenerife, we just went for a pint.
It was the best filming. Yeah. We all got along, every single person. There was no rows.
They all went to Tenerife, but you stayed here.
Yeah.
Ah, I see. Because I saw a lot of Twitter saying that they were in Tenerife. I didn't realise it was just the girls.
Just the girls. And obviously they met a few Spanish geezers out there.
So. Oh, nice.
Do you find
something to look forward to watching, isn't it?
Yeah, I heard it was pretty wild out there. Everything.
Wild.
Do you find it mad, like the massive celebrities that follow the show or watch the show? Like, for example, we had Andrew Garfield and Emma Stone on the show.
So... Spider-Man?
Yes.
They watched Howie?
Yeah.
No.
Shut up.
We showed them the bit where Gemma goes, "You ain't ever going to get this candy. And she was, Emma Stone was obsessed with it. And she went on like every American talk show that week talking about Howie.
Oh my God. Well, Jennifer Lawrence said that she likes it, didn't she?
Yeah. I love that though. How funny. Right, so what we're going to do is play Kanye West and Paul McCartney, and then we're going to get Lewis and Ricky and Chris in our innuendo bingo positions just over there. Beware, the water is quite cold. Please don't swear, because when the water first hits, keep it clean. None of that swearing.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
We're giving Lewis Bloor and Ricky Raymond a slight break from the dramas of their lives today. To relax and play innuendo bingo, so you can watch this online now. This must be quite relaxing for you compared to some of what you have to do.
Oh yeah, really pleasant. Yeah.
This would be good if it was against someone that you didn't like on the show.
Yeah,
this would be ideal.
This is how they should settle arguments on the show.
Yeah, they should.
And it can't come to a conclusion.
Great idea. And who would you most like that to be right now?
I'm all right. Yeah. I'm getting on all right at the minute.
No comment.
No comment. Go to bbc.co.uk/radio1 and you can watch this happen right now. It's live innuendo bingo with the boys from Towie. Here we go.
It's time to witness the wetness. This is innuendo bingo.
Does the music feel that you're in a theme park a little bit?
I feel like I'm on the news.
You are. Welcome to Innuendo Bingo. Lewis and Ricky are ready to play. Are you ready to watch? Get online. Watch us on your phone, on your tablet, on your mobile phone. bbc.co.uk/radio1. Okay, so the first bit of water is always the coldest, just to make you aware when it hits. And if you can put as much in your mouth as possible. It's 2-1 today.
Sorry, American doubles.
Sorry, Chris.
Cheers, lads.
Cheers.
Here we go.
Okay. So, let us know if you're watching. 8-1-9. First of all, on innuendo bingo, it's over to a contestant on the Great British Sewing Bee. I don't understand. Now, when this next guy said he was about to do some man stuff, I don't think anyone was expecting man stuff to involve this.
How you doing, Matt?
I'm onto structural engineering.
Woo!
Man stuff.
Matt Peacock doesn't require any stuffing. Instead, he's boning.
Oh! If you're not watching, Ricky went at Peacock and then Chris went over Ricky's head at boning. That's what happens on this game.
Don't require any stuffing. Instead, he's boning.
Excellent. So boning is when you put little sticks in a dress to keep it upright. Thank you, Faith, who sent me that email earlier in the week. Anything you spot? scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. And we're off. Lewis is driest right now, it has to be said.
It seems a bit unfair having both of them at me.
Oh, well.
Now, should we do it a three-way slam off? You can choose who you want to soak.
If you want.
Alright, cool.
So whatever direction it goes in, do you know what I mean? So, now we're going over to some local news on BBC Newcastle. Helen Richardson here has received reports of something that really would ruin a nice day out at the seaside.
And people in a Northumberland village have been defending a public work of art that's been described as one of Britain's worst. Couple at New Begin by the Sea has been described as an eye-wounding erection.
Oh wow. Oh my God. Ricky, you got me.
But I didn't even need to do that.
All right. Okay, now everyone's equally wet. Apparently that statue was erected on the seafront at New Biggin by the Sea in 2007. Now, I've taken a look at it, and I'm telling you, it definitely is an eye-wounding erection. I'll show you a picture of it a bit later on if you want. But take it from me. It's 2007, little statue there.
Has been described as an eye-wounding erection.
Okay, moving on to the next clip on Innuendo Bingo with Towie. Water, please.
Oh, wow.
Oh, by the way, just in case you're listening, Helen Richardson from BBC Newcastle, Roisin from a rival radio station dobbed you in. Okay, a favourite clip from earlier in the week now. is from Bargain Hunt and everyone's favourite posho, Tim Wannacott. Yes, Chris? No hands. Now, Tim Wannacott knows everything about antiques, which makes me think he could have found a little bit of a better way to describe this next item.
Let's recap on what the Reds bought.
First up for the Reds, what happened there? Ricky?
It's that easily made me laugh.
Sorry.
Lads, you're rubbish at this.
Come on. Mr. Dickinson,
you are rubbish.
I have to say, though, Ricky is a good sprayer.
Ricky looks like a hamster. He fills his cheek.
Okay. Tim Wannacott on Bargain Hunt.
Let's recap on what the Reds bought.
First up for the Reds, why have one pearl necklace when you can get three for 150?
Oh, it just dropped out.
Ricky's being sick.
Ricky.
Not spit out and ended up swallowing it and it went up my nose. Sick, man.
There's a look of sheer panic in your face then. All in the eyes.
I know, Ricky, you've done it in all the water that we've all got to drink now.
Every
all.
Cup.
That is gross, man.
My nose is shipping.
Jenna says, this is the first time I've watched this. It's hilarious. Oh. Tina says, I love this time of day. It's Ricky Raymond, chokes in the background. And Tom from Leeds says, I'm watching on my phone late from dinner break, but oh well, it's worth it. So that was from Bargain Hunt.
Why have one pearl necklace when you can get three?
Why not? More water, please. Oh, this is a good one.
A while ago, Lauren Pope played this game.
Oh, she wasn't keen.
She was not keen.
No.
Is this rain my hair?
I can imagine.
She doesn't usually spit.
Over to Match of the Day from Sunday now. And as Aston Villa take on Leicester in the FA Cup, you would really hope Villa manager Tim Sherwood would be focused on the game. Oh, it's going everywhere now. Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no, I knew this one would go wrong.
Oh, fantastic.
Oh. Okay, so.
Let's regroup.
Regroup, lads. Right. Yeah, Villa manager, you think he might be a bit focused. Robbie Savage, though, here on this clip, doesn't seem sure that he is. Water, please.
What's he thinking?
I think he's thinking, wow, I've got a big job on here. He's got a big job on his hands. Can he keep him up?
This is brilliant. This is so wet today. Are you all right, Chris?
Yeah. I've managed to hit the back wall.
Oh, wow. My God. I mean, that's a good trick if you can.
What's he thinking?
I think he's thinking, wow, I've got a big job on here. He's got a big job on his hands. Can he keep him up?
Thank you, Stephen, for that clip. Okay. Just a reminder, no swearing. I know the water is cold. Okay, another favourite from Tuesday now. It's from EastEnders Back to Ours. It's Peggy and Pat sat on the sofa watching old clips of their show. A bit like EastEnders Gogglebox, but with Pat Butcher. Okay. Now, Peggy and Pat.
Chris!
Come on.
Oh, come on, Chris.
The cups again.
I forgot I had water in my mouth and tried to talk.
Don't talk.
No.
Okay. Peggy and Pat really getting into it here on EastEnders Back to Ours.
Right, good one. Lovely, thank you. That's having a nosh and watching the telly. Mm.
Oh, Pat. Now, that's not all. Staying with Pat Butcher News, our listener Dan in Colchester has been on to say he was watching Pam St. Clements, who played Pat Butcher, on Graham Norton this week. Water, please. She's been doing the rounds and all the chat shows. There just seems to be something about Pat Butcher and sofas. Ready? Here we go.
Barrett six. Oh. That is lovely.
You may stroke my muff.
Oh, Pat.
Oh,
Pat is having it off.
Oh, my God.
And let's not forget her autobiography is called The End of an Earring.
Oh, mate.
And now.
Oh, my God.
Now, with Ricky and Lewis from Towie on Innuendo Bingo.
It's the best game ever.
It's a good game, isn't it?
It's great.
Oh, certainly wakes you up.
It's over to staggeringly wet.
It is. It's a good one today. So many people are enjoying it. Loads of people are watching and enjoying it, like Frankie from Knowle in Bristol, and Jenna, who says, whoa, splashback. I know, it's happening. Oh. BBC Four we're going over to now, and a documentary called Highway to the Sun. Now, we're about to hear the presenter walking over to a man in a hole and say hello. Yes. So the man's in a hole.
Just... coaching in a hole.
Yeah. That's all it is. He's just going to say hello to a man in a hole. Come on. Now, unfortunately, the presenter's got the wrong idea about what the man's doing. Chris, stop spursing it everywhere. Trying to get on with the game. Come on, we can get through this together. Mm-hmm. Here we go. BBC Four, Man in a Hole.
Please just stop saying.
Sorry, okay. I'll just play it. Water, please.
Oh, God.
Okay.
Oh, God.
Please. Oh, you see, the trouble is when it's three lads doing it, lads, you're never going to, you're not going to get through it, are you? Is it Chris? Chris, you're supposed to not set a bad example. Highway to the Sun, BBC Four.
10 years ago at Lopen, half a mile from the Foss Way.
Chris. This is an absolute disaster.
Come, let's get this done.
Come on. We need to get past this one.
Man in a hole in the sun.
Do apologise if you're listening or watching.
I'm going to close my door. Man in a hole in the sun.
Okay, here we go. He's in the hole in the sun. Let's go. Yeah.
10 years ago at Lopen, half a mile from the Foss Way, archaeologist Alan Graham helped unearth evidence of some very impressive accommodation.
To begin with, I thought you were planting your spuds.
The look of pain on Chris's face as he tried to hold it in.
You struggled with that one.
You really struggled. Bronte in Essex says, how has Chris's back managed to get wet? It's a good one today.
Look how wet
he is. Oh, it was just a man in the hole.
He's so wet.
To begin with, I thought you were planting your spuds.
Liam in Chippenham emailed that to me on scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. One more.
Right.
This is a wet one, lads. Right. Imagine the clean-up operation.
Absolutely.
Oh, my God.
It's an all-time classic now from one show. And this is a brilliant Cockney lady being interviewed in her laundrette. And all sorts goes on in this laundrette. All sorts. I think maybe an episode of EastEnders is needed in her shop quite soon. Ready?
Ready. Here we go.
Well, I like working with these young boys. Get a lot of students too.
And do they know what they're doing?
No, not at all. They've never got any soap powder with them and they don't know what hole to put it in. But we help them.
But we help them.
They don't know what hole to put it in, but we help them.
Oh, my God.
And that was
right, lads.
Lewis and Ricky and Chris, lads.
Yes,
innuendo bingo. Remember,
God.
Sunday night, new series 14 of The Only Way is Essex on ITVB.
The Scott Mills Daily.
That's right up my... Loris. And yeah, on BBC Radio 1, new band from Belfast.
I've been Googling the Loris since you gave us some Attenborough facts.
Do not stroke one. I repeat, if you see a slow Loris, do not stroke one. They have extremely poisonous armpits.
Incredible fact.
And they will poison the stroker. So beware of the slow Loris, everybody. You know, we've been saying that we want to find someone a bit awkward to go and see 50 Shades of Grey with.
Yes.
We haven't found that person yet. So I've decided to kind of change the angle. Here, I found someone that I think will be absolutely loving it and will come to the cinema with us.
Okay, so where are we up to with this? Because I'm aware that we sent quite a few emails out.
Okay.
Which is funny in itself.
The first person that it would be awkward to watch it with, it was an absolute no straight away. They wasted no time in replying to the email. And I understand that, because it would have been odd.
Is this the lady that we don't mention?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I completely understand why she said no. In fact, I can't believe that you asked her.
I know. I'm actually regretting that a little bit. The second person, that we thought it would be awkward to go to the cinema with to see 50 Shades was Mary Berry. An absolute no, once again, straight away. She's very busy. And the third people on my list were Richard and Judy.
Oh, yes, this would have been brilliant.
They replied saying, to be honest, it's not for us.
Which I'm surprised by.
So I've changed tack on this a little bit now. I found someone to watch 50 Shades of Grey with who I think will probably love it a bit too much. It's gone the other way completely.
I feel weird about this because I don't really want to see this film, if I'm honest. I know there's a lot of hype around it, but for me, this it's not me. I'd kind of agreed to myself that I was going to veto it. I'm not going with my own girlfriend, no. You know, Scott.
I've got a person that I think that they will be more excited by it than us.
Right. And this is meant to make it appealing.
It's happening.
Go.
I've organised it for tonight. Not appealing, no. But right. We will go and
watch
will be,
what's going on.
It'll be an experience.
I don't know. It's weird.
Now, for anyone else listening who, like Chris, is worried about going to see it with their girlfriend or boyfriend
or family.
That
happens.
Imagine taking your mum to see it. If you're worried about that, just be aware that our experience, even if it's with your mum, will be way more extreme than yours. Do you want to know who we're going to the cinema with tonight?
It's a weird surprise, this. I'm kind of expecting a drum roll now. But I can't work out who the name would be.
I'm going to call her now.
Oh, okay.
It's a lady. Are you ready?
Right, okay.
I can't wait for you to find out who this is.
Will I know immediately?
I don't know.
This is tense.
Hello?
Vanessa.
Yes.
Vanessa. Scott Mills here.
Hi, Gorge.
How are you?
I can't wait till tonight.
Ah!
Mills, who?
Right. Chris, this is Vanessa Feltz.
Oh, yes, Vanessa Feltz.
Hello.
You all right?
This is Chris, who's also on my show.
Hi, Gorge.
Hiya. I once spat on you. Do you remember me?
I loved it. It was one of the highlights of my life.
So tonight, Vanessa, we are going to see, all three of us, 50 Shades of Grey.
I know. I'm not sure I'm old enough, though. I hope you're going to explain the more complicated parts to me, Scott.
Oh, I thought you'd be... I don't know. I thought you might be able to tell me.
What would you like me to tell you, or would you like me to show you? Do you wish to be restrained?
Well, let's
controlled? Dominated?
All right.
What would you like me to do?
I don't know. We'll find out when we get to the cinema. Now, what's happened is, this is going to be a bit of an odd experience for all of us, but I think it'll be something we'll definitely remember. What are you saying, Chris?
Yeah, I'm still confused about this. Vanessa, I've only just been made aware that you are the person that's coming with us to the film.
Sweetheart, I've only just been made aware that you're coming, so that's entirely mutual.
Right, well, that's classic Mills.
Oh, right. Did you think it was just us?
I thought it was Scott and me and a cornetto and a Lion's hot dog.
No, it's a three-way. It's all three of us going. No.
Okay, let me just run through the logistics. So I have got us three seats.
Yeah.
Now, I have on the email requested a sofa.
Oh, good.
So that'll be nice and cosy for us. So I'm thinking, I mean, I don't mind where you sit, but I was thinking, Vanessa, you in the middle and us two either side.
I was thinking that sounds like a good kind of sandwich with me in the middle as the filling. I think that's a
pretty
good idea.
And hot dogs, yes. Whatever you want.
All right, good.
Okay, it's on me.
What happens if we just get so unbelievably excited we feel we can no longer stay in the cinema?
Right. I don't know.
Well, I don't think we need to get excited. I just think we all need to relax and enjoy the experience and see where it goes.
Just let it wash over us or flow over us.
I mean, because I don't know what to expect from this film. Vanessa, you've not seen it already, have you?
No, I haven't seen it, and I haven't read it, but I've been made to read little chunks of it just so, you know, we know what we're talking about, and I get the gist, I think.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Right. This is what concerns me, because I'm not mad keen on the film, if I'm honest. The idea of it.
Well, I've always been, if it hurts, I don't like it. If it doesn't hurt, what a good idea, let's do more of it. So I don't know if I'm really the target market for this film either.
TMI.
Hmm. Okay. Mm. Right, well, we'll see you tonight. We'll meet outside, shall we? Or do you want to meet by the snacks?
I'll be wearing a red carnation and carrying a coffee for dinner.
I'm scared of... I'm not going to lie, I'm scared.
Wear one of your Strictly outfits. You look gorgeous in that.
Oh, no, that was... Yeah.
No, I'm... Yeah, Mills, you could go in full crab.
I could do that.
That would
look
weird.
But...
I don't want to go with crustaceans. I'm sorry, I didn't... That's not what they said to me at all.
Okay,
no.
I won't wear that. I'll just wear normal clothes. Chris, what are you wearing?
I don't know. I'm not sure about this. Vanessa, you seem really enthusiastic about this.
That's why I thought
if you invited me to accompany you on a wonderful excursion, I should at least have the politesse to be enthusiastic. I can hardly act as if I don't want to come before I've even gone, can I?
Exactly that. And that's why you are the perfect person to go and see this film with.
Thank you. I'm glad you think so. We'll see how we feel afterwards.
Just a thought. You two have kissed, haven't you?
Yeah, we have. For charity. Oh, yeah. Do you remember that?
Yeah. And you didn't have to put in the for charity bit. That was a bit churlish.
Oh, no. Sorry. I mean, it was.
Well, it was, but it's still, nevertheless, we were able to transcend the charitable angle and just get
rude,
to the physical.
Oh, no, I didn't.
I'd like to say he's a very good kisser, whether for charity or not.
Hell yeah. Right. With that in mind, I'll see you tonight.
See you there.
Love you. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. And she's gone.
What was that about?
I think you'll agree, though, it's going to be an experience.
I'm not sure it's an experience. For me, it's too much. It's a bit like when I looked at that ride in the theme park that rhymes with Port Park. Mm. You know, the big one, the massive one that goes into the sky. And I looked at that, I was like, no, that's too much. For me, this feels like too much tonight
to
deal with. Well, I've struggled with the film alone.
I couldn't find anyone that it would be awkward to go to see 50 Shades of Grey with. So I've gone the other way and found someone that loves it a little bit too much.
I think it's too much for me. Was she aware that was all on the radio, by the way?
I don't know. I imagine.
I don't know. Maybe this is one I duck out on.
We're in this together.
Yes.
All three of us, tonight, on a sofa.
Right. Well, let's see how this plays out.
You look really scared.
Yeah, that's shaken me, that has. You look fine with this.
I've got previous with Vanessa, that's why. She's a lovely woman.
And you know her really well. And also, I think secretly you're fine with this film as well. I think it's mainly me that has an issue with it. I think you just want to see what happens tonight.
Yeah, I do. I don't feel awkward at all. Like, this will be something you'll remember for the rest of your life.
Do you know what this is? This is X-rated Gogglebox, this is.
But Vanessa felt... We've got a sofa and everything.
This is bizarre. This is celebrity X-rated Gogglebox.
We need to film this. We really need to
film
it. I don't
know what. Well, we can't film in the cinema, can we?
Can't we just take our selfie stick or something?
I think we can. We'll work something out.
I like it that you wouldn't even go with your girlfriend.
I know.
And now you're going with Vanessa Phelps.
I know, and I'm going to have to ring her and explain that. Because honestly, she was actually slightly annoyed that I didn't want to go with her. Oh, Mills, I'm not sure about this. Also, Vanessa Feltz is a legend, right? Yeah. That innuendo bingo we did with her, really, really good.
Yeah.
But it felt like it was a controlled environment in here. She seems like a live wire.
She is a live wire.
Because I've seen her since. I've seen her out and about, like, around the BBC building. And she's always, like, she walks around with
purpose.
Yeah, yeah. And I worry, in here doing bingo, I managed. Out there, I'm going to be eaten alive.
You're scared of her?
Kind of.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
I think we can all agree an amazing song choice after that chat with Vanessa.
Was that meant to happen?
No.
Teach me, master.
Yes, Gaga.
Yes, Gaga.
Yes. It's happening tonight. We're going to see 50 Shades of Grey with Vanessa Feltz. I'm so excited right now.
Scott Mills. The Scott Mills Daily.
Thank Crunchy for BBC iPlayer tonight, because EastEnders, two episodes this evening, which I really want to watch. We're going to be at the cinema with Vanessa Feltz.
Good point.
Did anyone listening know how long 50 Shades of Grey is? Because it's not one of them three-hour ones, is it? 3 hours in the cinema with Vanessa Feltz.
Well, that's another issue then. The EastEnders thing bothers me, actually.
Why?
Well, one, because it might be an excuse out of this cinema trip.
We're in this
together.
To
be honest, the more I think about it, the more uncomfortable I feel. Only because it's I don't really want to see this film in the first place.
But you want to see it if it's with Vanessa Feltz. Well, she's a legend.
Here's my other concern, is that you are going to do a typical Mills and drop out very last minute, or not turn up, and then I'm on my own dealing with this situation.
On a sofa in the cinema. Some people, there's a bit of confusion. Some people are thinking I'm getting a sofa delivered to the cinema. No, this is one of them posh ones in that London where there's several sofas where you can kind of cuddle up with a loved one and watch
or two.
A film or two. So we're sharing one of those sofas. Are we going to all be able to fit in?
I don't know what's going to go on. Listen, why don't you go and enjoy it with Vanessa?
No.
Because I know you and Vanessa really get on, your friends and stuff like that.
It's
like,
all right, I don't mind you being a gooseberry.
I feel like a gooseberry. I feel a gooseberry. I feel a gooseberry.
Gooseberry.
Like a third wheel. And I'm saying I'm happy to bow out. In fact, it'll be the gentlemanly thing to do. I'm going to bow out.
You ain't going nowhere, son. I'm staying around here, and then we're going at 6 o'clock. Some people are also suggesting that we might fall asleep, which would be awkward if we're, like, leaning on Vanessa, both of us, on either of her shoulders and dribbling. Some people are saying bring a neck pillow, because it's... How long is it?
Okay, well, but the EastEnders thing, we can do the iPlayer, but then we need to avoid Twitter at all costs.
Cause I'm just going
to
switch my phone off, and because it'll just be rife on Twitter, obviously, with people going, oh my God, I can't believe they did it. So that's my evening plan, really. Come out of the cinema with Felt, avoid Twitter, go home, bang on iPlayer.
2 hours, 5 minutes long, Scott.
That's actually not, that's not that bad. I thought it'd be longer than that, to be honest.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello, Maya, who texted me last night saying, I think it was on Zane's show last night, they played the Scott Mills trailer. You know, the trailer for our show that's going out all the time.
Yeah.
And Mia lives on a farm. She says, whenever I hear the Scott Mills trailer on Radio 1, I think there are sheep outside my house. It's so confusing. I know what you mean, because it starts with a, yes.
Oh, that's the sheep.
And it goes, Scott Mills. But it's just us going, meh, yes. So I understand, if you lived on a farm, that would be quite alarming. You'd think the sheep may have escaped. But they haven't. It's just the Scott Mills trailer. FKA Twigs, 2 weeks. Just had a thought. The cinema we're going to see 50 Shades of Grey at tonight with Vanessa Feltz, it's not the same one that you called the other night, is it?
I don't know, is it?
I don't know. The same, you know the guy that we called? You're going to get a patting down.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
Greg James, hi.
Hi.
I'm so jealous that you shared a car with her. I am.
It is odd when you think about it like that.
It's like, what's your job? Oh, sometimes I drive Taylor Swift around just for videos and lols.
Yeah, it was great fun. I look back on that day, and I've marked that in my little diary. It's a good day.
Yeah.
It was definitely a good day at work.
Do you keep a diary? I'm considering starting now. I know it's a bit late, but I would quite like to.
I did used to. I've sort of fallen out of the habit. Just like noting little things down. Just noting little things down, like, oh, drove a car with Taylor Swift in it today.
Not normal.
Or just think when I'm old and my memory's going and I'm like trying to tell my grandchildren.
Sound like Ed Sheeran.
Oh, no, I was going to say, we're launching into Thinking Out Loud.
Yeah. I'll be with you till I'm 70, but no longer.
Yeah, that's the cutoff point. So Greg is playing Real or No Real today, so a selection of facts, as you know. Some of them plucked from the adventurous mind of one of our producers, so no real. And some of them absolute fact, which you can tell your mates down the pub. But which is which?
The cat from the viral YouTube video called Grumpy Cat earned more money last year than Gwyneth Paltrow.
Wow. Grumpy Cat, I'm not familiar with that one. Are you?
I can kind of imagine it.
I can show you it now. Look up, everyone else, look up Grumpy Cat. It just looks miserable. Really, like, oh, just bites occasionally. It's just got a turned down mouth.
Cat videos get all the views.
They do.
And with views come money.
I would find it hard to believe that it earned more than Gwyneth Paltrow, though. Surely not.
No, but she hasn't had a film for a little while.
She's got that website, Gloop, or whatever it's called.
But that lost money, didn't it, last year, famously?
Oh, did it? Oh.
I think it didn't. Well, I don't. Actually, maybe I shouldn't be saying this about a business.
Famously.
But I think there was a problem with it. It's not. It didn't go quite as well as she'd hoped, maybe, last year.
Maybe that's because she was putting ridiculously expensive clothes on there and going, hi everyone, you should buy this, like me. No, we haven't all got millions of pounds.
Well, neither has she. The cat has.
The cat is smashing it.
Yeah. She should be doing like cat clothes. Hmm. Yeah. Really?
Is it like the feline version of Zoella, this thing?
Yeah. Oh, have you told Greg yet what we're doing tonight? Worth mentioning very quickly.
We're going to see 50 Shades of Grey with Vanessa Feltz.
Hang on a second.
Me, Scott and Mills.
Whoa, rewind.
I'm not sure about it.
Rewind. How did this, what?
I was trying to find an awkward celebrity to go and see the most awkward film of the year with, and we couldn't really find one of those, so I turned it on its head, and I thought someone that would be a lol to go with would be Vanessa Feltz.
She will love it.
Hey, that's what we're saying. I think she'll be well into it, and he's really nervous about it.
Is she going to be sat in between you both?
Yes. I've got a sofa. in the cinema.
You got a sofa?
Yeah, a little one, you know.
So. Are you bringing it?
A two-person sofa, that is.
I think all three of us will just squeeze on.
Okay.
So here what happens, we're doing the breakfast show tomorrow, so here what happens on the breakfast show tomorrow morning from 6:30.
Oh, that's going to be great.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
But did Grumpy Cat earn more money last year than Gwyneth Paltrow?
I think the Grumpy Cat is doing very good business on YouTube, so I'm going to say real.
I'll say no real.
That one is real.
Wow.
Yes. Yeah.
Grumpy Cat, with 17 million views and his own range of merchandise, earned around, guess how much? According to Forbes magazine.
Million?
Grumpy Cat on YouTube.
50 grand.
30 million.
What?
Last year.
What do you mean?
Quid.
30 million.
What do you mean? What? So the owner has just gone, right, let's make some bags out of this. Yeah. Not out of the cat, but out of the...
All the merchandise.
Oh, my God.
Whereas Gwyneth, according to Forbes magazine, only earned 12 million.
Yeah, but, I mean 30 million is more than a lot of really, really famous movie stars and stuff.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's a cat. And next.
All-time low. Vet their drummer Ryan joined the band only after he completed a challenge to eat 20 chicken wings in 10 minutes.
Oh, it's a quirky initiation. Hmm. We used to have to do the odd initiation. There was a bar I used to work at my university bar, and we'd have to do initiations. It's just an interesting way of selecting people, isn't it?
Mm. Especially for a band.
Yeah, yes, but I quite like it. I quite like the idea that a band would adopt this strategy.
That can't be the only thing.
No, I mean, you'd assume... Yes, there'd be some kind of... you'd at least have to have done grade 8.
Yeah, well done. Oh, by the way, can you play the drums? No. Right.
I would think that there would have to be more than just the chicken wing challenge.
But it does give you an indication of personality, doesn't it?
Sorry, I've got a comedy chair over here. It's got an old creaking door hinge. It's not going to happen again.
Oh, you can't perform. Unlucky, Greg.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Real or no real, then? That's how All Time Low select their new band members.
It seems quite all-time low. I think I'm going to go real on this one, Greg.
I'm going to say no real.
That one.
Oh, hang on.
That one is no real.
No, not true. He was employed on his incredible drumming merit. And next.
Australia's oldest man knits woolen sweaters for injured penguins.
This is ridiculous.
Whoa. Run that by me again, sorry.
Okay.
Australia's oldest man knits woolen sweaters for injured penguins.
I can't even imagine it. There's too much for my brain to handle there. There's literally too many things going on, which suggests to me it's been made up.
This is the best fact ever.
A really, really old man, the eldest, in fact, in the whole of Australia. And... what he does is the penguins get a bit cold when they're injured because they can't move around as much. So he knits them quite cute woolen sweaters.
There were loads of people going, oh my God, there's no penguins in Australia.
Yeah,
but there are because I've seen them.
Yeah, but also, even if there aren't, they might live somewhere else. He just does the jumpers for them.
No, but he doesn't send them. There's penguins in Melbourne or nearby.
Is there?
I've seen them. You can do a little trip.
Have you seen them in jumpers?
No. I didn't notice they were in jumpers. Mm. I don't.
Is it just jumpers he's knitting or pants as well? Or
just the jumpers, I think.
Can I just say, good luck getting a penguin in a jumper.
Yes, tricky customers.
It's really difficult. If ever you've tried to get a coat on a dog, it's quite hard. Or even sunglasses on a dog, which is, as we all know, one of the funniest things on earth. It's quite hard to do.
Mm.
So what do you think? Real or no real? Injured penguins, they wear woolen sweaters knitted by Australia's oldest man.
I think this is made. I'm going no real.
I've just read... So you just said injured. I reckon it's like a health jumper, like to keep them... Yeah, real.
That one is real.
Yes. Oh.
He's 109 years old and he's called Date. He's been knitting jumpers for his local penguins after an oil spill meant a lot of them were dying of cold. Aww. He's got 80 years of knitting experience, so he's well quick. Now, here is another one about samples in songs and in theme tunes. Recently, we heard that Professor Green sampled the EastEnders drums, the boof, boof, boof. That was no real, though. And that the Channel 4 news theme was actually off a Clint Eastwood Western from back in the day.
And that was real.
And amazingly, that was real. Listen to the trailer for a really old Clint Eastwood film, Pale Rider, and see if you recognise the music.
Warner Brothers will be proud to bring you the next great American Western. Clint Eastwood, Pale Rider.
Listen.
Yes.
That That's amazing.
That's a good fact, isn't it?
That's so good.
Yeah. So here is another one about songs and theme tunes for you.
The instrumental loop that Britney Spears sings over in her song Toxic is a sample of a song from the 1981 Bollywood film We Are Made For Each Other.
It's gotta be, right?
Yeah, it's gotta
be.
It's very
specific.
Good, isn't it? That's such a good hook. So is it from a song from a 1981 Bollywood film?
Do you remember there was that bit, there was that one that used to do the rounds and it did that beginning bit, then it would go into drum and bass?
Yes.
We run and rock to the beat.
Oh yeah, do you remember that?
What? I don't remember that.
Do you not remember? Rock to the rhythm, rock to the rock. Jump. It went like that. It would start with that and then it would just break into...
Jump!
Do you not remember this?
Oh, it's good. So, is this from a Bollywood soundtrack, real or no real?
Greg, what you
it's got to be. It has to. It's now you mention it, it's got to be real.
It's very specific, this. I'm going real.
That one is real.
Yes.
Listen.
It's not it. This is not it.
It is it. It is. Listen, you can hear it.
It's kind of there.
No, it is. It's definitely sampled from it.
Start again, see if we can sing along to it.
Okay, this is the actual one.
Same. Baby, can't you see? I'm falling.
A guy like you needs a warning.
Dangerous.
I'm loving it.
Yes.
And the taste of your lips are...
nonsense!
No, it's not. Wait, can you not hear that in there?
No!
You can't hear it.
I hear the elements of it that
right,
spread out.
Are.
It's a deconstructed Toxic.
That one is real.
Do I just calm down?
The song was produced by Mike Snow off of Animals, and they chopped the Bollywood version up to make the Britney one.
Wow.
At the end of that round, of real or no real?
I got 20, Greg got 30.
Yes,
what a day.
Yes, yes.
That is a brilliant, brilliant fact. With that and the Penguins Australia one, that what a day.
We're finding them at the moment. We've got good ones.
Oh, I've really enjoyed being on the show this week.
Yeah, it's been really fun. Inyo de Bingo is amazing as well. The video is something else. It's on the Radio 1 YouTube channel.
And I still, I'm sorry, I still can't quite believe about Pat Butcher.
Yes.
What, the end of an earring?
I can't quite cope that her autobiography is called End of an Earring.
I know.
I looked on Instagram the other day under the hashtag. And there's loads of pictures that people have put up of the book signing that she's been doing. we should go.
That's so good. Oh, yes. I know. Let's find one near us. From four, then.
From four today, we were supposed to have Stacey Solomon, but she's just cancelled.
What's she doing?
I'm not sure. So I'm going to try and think of something.
We had a similar situation earlier in the week with someone from Maiden Chelsea. We can step in, actually.
But I was the understudy, so
yeah,
I can't...
You can't step in for yourself.
Interview myself.
We can help out if you want us to.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Tomorrow morning, we are doing the Radio 1 Breakfast Show in for Grimmy from 6:30. But don't worry, if you miss the show, there will still be a Scott Mills Daily podcast. Matt Edmondson is with you tomorrow from 1.
Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.